Anybody feel like leading some singing? My, that's a quiet crowd. All right. If not, we'll go on into the service. This is our usually our prayer meeting night, and we will adhere to that. I got a little short devotion, if you will, to share with you, and then we'll get on into that and wrap our service up. Pastor's unable to be here this evening. He gave me a call this evening. I don't know if I could try to fill in a little bit for him this evening, so that's what we're attempting to do. If we could, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll try and get started here. Father, we do thank you for the privilege and opportunity just to be in your house tonight. We thank you for everyone's put forth the effort to be here. I ask your blessings upon each and every one. Father, we pray for those that are struggling and suffering tonight with sickness and pain. We just ask your blessings for them. We pray for any in their church family, Lord, that may be mourning the loss of loved ones. Father, again, I just thank you for Jesus and what he's done for us on the cross at Calvary. Through his death, burial, and resurrection, made a way for us to be redeemed back to the Father. We thank you for your plan of salvation. Now, Father, I ask that everything done and said in the service tonight will bring honor and glory to you. So use me, Father, to be your vessel. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. The short little study I was wanting to look at, if you'll turn to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 5 is all we're looking at. Genesis 12, 1 through 5. And if I was to give it a title, I would call it God's Way. And some of probably six or eight of you all are just miserable to see me up here tonight because you've already saw me this week. And another six or eight are dreading tomorrow night already. So I'm sorry, but life's tough sometimes. Starting in verse 1 of chapter 12, it says, "Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all families of the earth shall be blessed." Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot with him went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Now, and like I say, seemed like a lot of my reading and study, I've been influenced by Henry Blackaby here lately. And this, to me, this sounds like a Blackaby class. But we notice here that God tells Abram to get out of the country. He just comes to him and says, "I want you to leave. Pull up your roots and go." Again, how specific was God with Abram? He was just direct with the instruction. He said, "I want you to get out of your country. I want you to go." He just says, "To a land that I will show you." This is all God said. He says, "Get, and I will show you a land." God promises to do the details. So Abram packs it in. He goes day by day waiting for God to show him where he's going. So my question to you is, how do you think you would do under those kind of circumstances? If somebody just comes and said, "Pick up everything you got and leave, and I'll tell you where to be when you get there." You know, would you be willing to follow God's directions for your life with so little detail? And that's the issue, is the details. We're such a group of people, we have to know the end before we'll start a beginning a lot of times. And that's our problem. We have trouble putting our faith in God sometimes to where we take him at his word and we act on it. God often calls people to follow him without giving them all the details at the beginning. We see this pattern in Scripture several times. The important thing is God wants a relationship, a daily relationship with each of us. And that's the key. That's the key to the Christian walk, is your relationship with God. Does he have a part in your day, every day? Is he the ruling factor? Is he the priority in your life? Think about if God gave you the specific plan he has for your life right now. In other words, if he came to you this evening and said, 30 years from now, you're going to be here. If he gave you that advantage, if you will, if you want to call it an advantage, in all likelihood, you'd put your focus on the plan rather than on God. That's the problem with us. We want to know. We want the answers. But if we knew the answer, then that would be our focus. It wouldn't be the point of getting from point A to point B with God. And this is the deal with God. He wants the daily relationship with you. God doesn't want your life to depend on a plan or an income or a position or anything else. He wants you to trust him. And that's a lot of our problem. We have trouble trusting God sometimes because we want to have the control. We want to be the one that determines what we do, when we do, and how we do. But until we give it over to God, we're going to be miserable the whole route, you know. In Scripture, God, because he is sovereign and he is God, seldom gave the same amount of details to each person he revealed his will to. For example, God gave Moses much of his plan before Moses returned to Egypt. On the other hand, he told Abraham to begin moving, and he would provide further detail along the way. And if you recall over in Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 15, we read how God went to Ananias, and he's given real explicit instructions as to what he's to do, how he's to find Saul of Tarsus, and then what he's to do once he finds him. God's very detailed with Ananias. Yet in John chapter 1, verse 39, Jesus would not even tell Andrew where he was staying that evening. He just said he needed to come and see. In Matthew 4, 18 through 22, Jesus gave very little detail to Peter, James, Andrew, and John. And in Matthew 9 and 9, with Matthew the tax collector, just like the others, he just says, follow me. That was the instruction. Remember, all of Jesus' disciples were the not good enoughs in their day. They weren't rabbi material. They had been sent back home to learn their father's trade, and they will be like their fathers, whatever their fathers did. And yet they certainly were valued by Jesus because he used these 12 men to turn the world upside down for a while. Yeah. Matthew 6, 33 through 34 explains, therefore, learn to not worry so much about tomorrow, but focus on today with Jesus and your relationship with him. God is far more interested in a love relationship with you than he is in what you do for him. He will guide us into specific activities, but he will be the one working through you to accomplish his purposes. We need to understand he is all you need. Christ in you is your way, where we follow his leadership one day at a time. You will always be in the center of God's will if we were just obedient to him one day at a time. And that's the thing you need to remember. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday, what happened 5 years ago. If you're his child, you're his child. What matters is today. Where's your relationship with God today? That's the key. Stay focused on God. Serve him. Do his will. Be an obedient servant for him. And he will be pleased with his child, if you will. His servant, his slave, whatever you want to call yourself. Yeah. But again, the key is, where are you today with God? not where were you yesterday, or and you have no control over tomorrow. God's in control of that. But again, the key is right now, what's your relationship with God today? So that's what I wanted to share with you. We'll now go to our prayer time. I need 4 volunteers, if you will, willing to pray. I need someone that would pray for the lost. Would anyone volunteer for that? All right, pray for Brother Keith. I need someone to pray for the ministries here in the church. So we understand there's a lot of ministries in this church, and they need to be prayed over. Anyone willing to pray for that one? Okay, thank you, Brother Otis. And I need someone willing to pray for the spiritual and physical needs of the people in the church. We all need from our Father. Anyone willing to volunteer for that? Thank you, Brother Gary. And then lastly, someone willing to pray for the pastor and the leaders in the church and everyone that comes here to worship. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters as we worship, to be God-centered in it. Anyone willing to pray for that? Any volunteers? All right. Brother Keith, will you start us praying for the lost? Brother Otis.
Terrible trials in the building that you always provide. I was there.
Brother Gary, would you pray for the spiritual and physical needs of the people in the church?
Father God, it is so good to come to your presence again, Lord. We just thank you for the privilege we have to come into your very throne room and pray. Yes, Father, we just pray your blessings upon your people. Pray, Father, that even though sometimes the walls seem to close in on us and that we feel like that we have no control, we need to be anxious for nothing, but if you put our trust in you, give you praise, give you thanks for all things. And Father, for that reason, Lord, we just pray that your Holy Spirit will fill each person here, that we will seek to carry one another's burdens, to share with each one, Lord, that they may come and fulfill your presence, Lord, as we just pray that you will fill us all with your Spirit, that we realize that that you are Almighty God, that you are the Creator and Sustainer of all that is, and that we can have comfort, we can have peace. But Lord, may we just love one another and your love and the unity that only you can bring us. And Father, in that way, Lord, maybe we can carry one another's burdens and just to draw closer to you in all respects and all areas of life. And Father, I pray for your peace upon your people who struggle this good, and may all of their needs be met in the powerful name of Jesus.
I'll close us out in prayer. Father, we come to you asking for your guidance, your direction, your protection, your strength, your encouragement for our pastor, for every leader that leads in any of the ministries in the church, Father. We pray, Father, for our fellow deacons. We ask your blessings upon them. Help us all to be not self-centered, but God-centered on every issue that approaches us in the church. Help us, Father, ever to do your will. We thank you and we praise you for your blessings and what you've done for us and how you've grown this church. And Lord, I just pray for those that they'll be preparing to come this Sunday to worship you. I pray your Holy Spirit will put that desire and that stir in their hearts to want to be here, to want to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, may you be honored and glorified in this place. Every time we gather, I pray. And may your will be done in our lives now. It's in Jesus' holy and precious name I ask. Amen. Just remember whose you are this week, and we'll see you Sunday morning. Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. Any other prayer request? I'm sorry I missed that. They read
from
there.
Okay.
Any other requests? Any other request?
My niece's husband
Anybody else? Someone else? If not, let's go to the Lord in prayer concerning these requests. Father, we approach you again. We just ask, Lord, you are the great healer, Father. You have the great physician. There's no one like you. You are awesome and almighty, Father, and we praise your holy name. You're the high and holy one, the great I am, the ancient of days. You hold our eternity in your hand, Lord. You are massive and mighty. And Father, I come to you with these names of these prayer concerns tonight. We pray for Sister Lynn, for Dan, for Jim, for Frank. And Father, I ask you to use the church to be a positive witness for you before the volleyball team tomorrow night. And Father, you know everything about us. You know, every problem we have, anything we're hiding or trying to hide from you, you see everything, Father. So have your way and your will. And Lord, we'll give you the honor and praise for everything accomplished in your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.